Aditya here, and I wish everyone a very, very happy new year. Welcome to the news updates. 2021 Rewind, events to remember. It's almost the end of yet another roller coaster year, 2021, besides the year 2020 being the most horrific one. India witnessed a series of delightful as well as dreadful events this year. Some were momentous while the others were disastrous. From the massive tractor rally during the Republic Day, till lakhs of Indians applauding wins from the Tokyo Olympics 2020. From WhatsApp's new policies, till Twitter shutting down many politicians' accounts. From the blazing news of oxygen shortage and bed scams during the second wave of COVID-19, till setting a record of vaccinating 10 crore adults in 85 days. From the Tata Sons regaining their control over Air India till the Sensex stock market index reaching an all-time high of 62,245.43 points, and from the mistaken kill of civilians in Nagaland till the most terrific loss of India's bravest General Bipin Rawat along with his wife and 12 others in a helicopter crash. Let's take a look at the events. 1. Approval of vaccines. Vaccines by Bharat Biotech Covaxin and Serum Institute of India SII Covishield were formally approved by the Central Drugs and Standards Committee CDSCO on Sunday. 2. WhatsApp's new policy. As per a statement released by WhatsApp, the update does not change WhatsApp's data sharing practices with Facebook and does not impact how people communicate privately with friends or family. WhatsApp remains deeply committed to protecting people's privacy. 3. Republic Day. Due to the pandemic, no foreign head of state was invited as the chief guest. But this day witnessed some wild protests that were never seen before. A massive tractor rally took place in Delhi as a part of the farmers' protest. An illegal flag hoisting at Red Fort and a huge crackdown by security agencies on farmers, journalists, followed by internet shutdowns in the national capital. 4. The toolkit case. Disha Ravi, a Bengalurian environmentalist, was arrested due to a suspected connection with Greta Thunberg's tweeted document named Toolkit. 5. Rise of second wave of COVID-19. The pandemic rose in the month of March and showed a decline in cases in July. Shortage of oxygen supply, improper disposal of corpses, misuse of remdesivir vaccines and other costly medicines, and shortage of hospital beds were some of the notable disasters. Along with the second wave came the emergence of black fungus in a few places and was known to infect diabetic patients and patients who used steroids extensively. 6. Pegasus spyware. It was a leaked database that is usually sold by the Israeli surveillance technology firm NSO Group. It was accessed by a Paris-based media non-profit Forbidden Stories and Amnesty International. It was alleged that this database contained sensitive data of several Indian journalists, politicians, judges, the election commissioner, etc. But however, the central government considered these allegations were baseless as they lacked enough evidence. 7. Tokyo Olympics 2020. Mirabai Chanu won the silver medal in weightlifting. PV Sindhu bagged the bronze medal in badminton, becoming the first Indian woman athlete to win two Olympic medals. Lovlina Borgohain won the bronze medal in boxing, becoming the third Indian boxer to win an Olympic medal. Indian men's national field hockey team won the bronze medal. Wrestler Ravi Kumar Dahiya won the silver medal and wrestler Bajrang Punia won his debut bronze medal. India's second gold medal was bagged by Neeraj Chopra, being the youngest ever Indian Olympic gold medalist and the only one to have won gold in his debut. 8. Twitter's lock. Twitter temporarily suspended the accounts of 5 politicians of the Indian National Congress, including the former president of the party. 9. Monetization of national assets. The Finance Minister of India announced National Monetization Pipeline, which is NMP, to sell assets. Indian Railways, National Highways, Power Transmission and Warehousing assets worth Rs. 6 trillion in the next 4 years. 10. Tokyo Paralympics 2020. Among 3 gold medals, 4 silver medals and 2 bronze medals, Avani Lekhara won a gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle standing. Sumit Antil F-64 and Devendra Jhajharia F-46 won gold and silver medals respectively in the men's javelin throw. 11. Highest Sensex record ever in India. The Indian stock markets hit a peak during this year with the Sensex of Bombay Stock Exchange, which is BSE, hit a record high of 62,245.43 points, while the Nifty 50 of the National Stock Exchange, which is NSE, hit its all-time high of 18,604.45 points. 12. Tata Sons regaining Air India. After 70 years of nationalization of the Air India company, the Tata Sons won as the highest bidder for the state-run airline. Air India was founded in 1932 under the name Tata Airlines by Jahangir Ratanji Dadabhoy Tata. 13. Repeal of the three farm bills. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation on 19 November announcing the withdrawal of the three farm bills after a year-long protest by the farmers in the borders of Delhi. 14. Misfire at civilians. A special unit of the Indian Army mistakenly open-fired at 15 civilians along with a soldier in the Mon district of Nagaland. 15. Murder of CDS Bipin Rawat. The Chief of Defence Staff Bipin Rawat and 12 others were martyred in a chopper crash near Kunur, Nilgiris district, Tamil Nadu. Investigations regarding this incident are ongoing. This content was consolidated by Amrita Varshini, who is studying in 12th grade. That's it for today. Do not forget to follow us on Spotify, and for more news, check newsforchildren.com. Bye-bye. Have a great day.